Park Lane. You will hear the same refrain in every house again, again.
You rang me, Lord.
My name is Karen Westwood, and I appeared in the pilot episode of You Rang, My Lord, playing Maggie, the parlour maid. So You Rang, My Lord was actually my first ever television role. And my agent at the time, I was obviously very young and hadn't long had my equity card, whatever, not long out of drama school. And I was sent to the old White City offices at the BBC, which was quite scary. And you know, you went up the big lifts and everything. And I met with the casting director. I can't quite remember who it was. I should have thought about this before I spoke to you, really, because it would come to me if I gave it some thought. But, and it's probably on IMDb or something. But also I met with Michael Croft and Jimmy Perry. They were part of the interview and they could not have been more lovely and more welcoming. And they knew I was just starting out. And I read for the part of Maggie, which was in my Scottish voice. I don't think it was written like that originally, but when we talked about it in the meeting, I mentioned that I was really Scottish, you know, and so they thought it'd be nice if I did my Scottish accent or whatever. And then this would be late 1988, this would be. And then it went really well. And I remember walking home and got on the tube. And I think by the time I got back to my flat in Crouch End, my agent was ringing to say they'd offered me the job there and then, and they had, I think it was a Friday, and they had really liked me, and they wanted me to know that day and before the weekend, so you know, I could have that good news then. So that's how lovely and kind they were even then, with sort of, you know, young actors, you know. So I thought that was really lovely. So I had one small scene, and I was playing Maggie the parlour maid, who was being let go and paid off because she had found herself in the family way to one of the masters of the house. I don't know if you could address this anymore, really. And so my scene was with Michael Knowles and Donald Hewlett, who, of course, I remembered really well from It Ain't Half Hot Mum. And obviously, nearly all of the cast had been in previous Croft and Perry shows. So I was a little bit starstruck. But again, they were so professional and so lovely. And of course, back in the day, in the late 1980s, we did get some rehearsal time. So we were in North Acton at the studios there. And so we got to rehearse for a week. And I was very much part of all that process, even though I just had a teeny tiny little scene. I was there all week with them as part of the rehearsal process. And that was brilliant because it meant when we came to film the scene, and not only had I had a chance to rehearse it and get to embed the lines and everything, I just wasn't as nervous. I'd got to know everybody. And the whole cast was so welcoming and so lovely to me and took me under their wing and took me up to the BBC canteen and everything, and could not have been kinder. But yeah, short scene, and it was filmed in the studios. At BBC in front of a live audience, which was, I remember being quite daunting because as a young actor, I'm thinking, you know, straight out of drama school, do I play to the audience or do I play to the cameras? It was all very confusing. But David Croft was brilliant director, hugely helpful, and really kept an eye on me because he knew it was my first telly. Yeah, it was a great experience. Well, my costume, I was obviously classic parlour maid outfit. I remember a lot of sort of starched white aprons and all of that. And I think my hair was sort of pin curled and tucked all up. My hair was very long at the time and it was all sort of tucked up. And very minimal makeup, if I remember rightly. Very minimal makeup. But yes, I don't remember a huge... I don't remember being in makeup, actually. I can't even remember that experience. But I do remember the very stiff, starched collars and whatever. that a parlour maid would have worn in those days. Completely impractical, of course, for the job that she would have been doing. But yes, great costume, great makeup. All I remember from the whole experience is just how lovely it was, and how kind and how welcoming everyone was. You know, it was really scary. I remember, I think I would have gone to the read-through and met everybody originally, because I would have had read-through. And then probably a couple of weeks later, you know, to have my costume fittings. And then I turned up first day of rehearsals, incredibly nervous and daunted and shy and all of these things. But I needn't have been, because from the get-go, Sue Pop Pollard, just so lovely, you know, welcoming me in. Jeffrey Holland, everybody, every single member of the cast was just so lovely to me. And like I say, really took me under their wing and made sure I was included in everything and came to lunch with everybody. And the whole thing, the whole Croft Perry thing is just like a big family anyway. And that certainly came across, and for the couple of weeks I was involved, they really made me, in my, you know, small role, they made me feel part of that family. And so it was a great first job. It was a really good experience for a young actress. The way the storyline was set up, my parlour maid was being let go in order to bring in the new parlour maid, who was Ivy, played by Sue Pollard. So there was no way I was ever going to come back. But yes, it would have been lovely to have had an ongoing role. That would have been really special at the start of my career, but it wasn't to be. And I soon moved on to other things, which was great. So it was a good start. I think once you've got your first telly under your belt and got that on your CV, it's a good starting place to go on and do more television, which is thankfully what I did. Well, like I say, it was my first experience of filming, really. I'd done a few sort of film school training films and little bits like that, but I had, you know, to be in a big BBC studio with all the cameras were huge in those days. They were like Daleks descending. I remember it was like this massive thing. And then the audience, a full audience. I mean, it was quite daunting. And I had no prior experience, so I didn't know, but apparently the day didn't go very well filming that pilot. I don't know if anyone else has ever said this, but I think there were a lot of hold ups, and I know David Croft was hugely frustrated. I think a few things had gone wrong. And I wasn't aware, because obviously I had nothing to compare it to. I didn't know things weren't going very smoothly, but this was my understanding, because shortly after I'd finished filming, I had a really lovely letter from David Croft addressed, you know, sent to my agent, you know, whatever, apologising for all of the holdups and the frustrations on the filming day, the studio day. And really lovely letter thanking me for my contribution and for taking part and how well I did. So really charming letter, but also it was apologising for all of the holdups. But of course I was like, what holdups? I didn't know anything of me. I hadn't picked up on any of that, you know. But again, and that's just another, you know, timely reminder of what a fantastic man he was, and how much he cared for his cast. And his crew, really, you know, he didn't have to do that. He could have, you know, got a secretary to do it or whatever. But to get a personal letter, I do still have it somewhere. I can't quite put my hands in it at the moment. Probably in a box in the attic. But I've definitely hung on to that letter. Amazingly, and I'm grateful all the time. I am still working as an actress. I mainly in television. Still, that was my first job was in television and film, and that's kind of the path my career has taken. I have done theatre over the years, but since I had my family, not so much. But yes, I'm still filming. Recently been in Shetland and Magpie Murders, and I've just been up in Scotland, because I do still work a lot in Scotland. I sort of switch between accents somehow, and I've just been filming the new Jed Mercurio Scottish thriller up in Glasgow in Edinburgh. I have a small role in one of the episodes for that. I believe it's called Pursuit. The name has changed recently. I think it's called Pursuit. I may be wrong. I was delighted to be a part of that, and that'll be out next year. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be interviewed, and with having so many happy memories of my first ever telly role. I've really enjoyed being taken back to those days. I think it was something like 34 years ago, probably about now we were filming that pilot. So yes, lots of lovely happy memories, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share them.
The upper set is going back.
You rang, my lord.